Armadoxy for today, Advent Day 40, Interconnectivity. The interconnectivity of God and man is described in Jesus' next statement. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Jesus explains God as Father. As we discovered early in the Advent journey, this designation is uniquely Christian and emphasizes the intimate relationship we may expect with the Creator. Jesus invites us into his holy and sacred family. Just as he refers to God as Father, he has now given us that right. And in so doing, we become brothers and sisters of Christ. The gospel records that one day when the crowds were so large, Jesus' mother and brothers were unable to approach him. Word got to him that your mother and your brothers are standing outside seeking to speak to you. But he answered and said to one of them, "Who is my mother? Who are my brothers?" And he stretched out his hands toward his disciples and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers." As Armenians, we are identified by the IAN suffix on our names, meaning the son of or family of. Appropriately, the word Christian is the family of Christ. And today, we are part of that godly family. As such, we have a responsibility to treat one another with the love and respect that God accords us. What is often referred to as the golden rule is pronounced by our Lord at this point. Whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them. Armadoxy was a testament to the golden rule. In viewing our world today, you will now understand why Jesus' message was so radically novel and revolutionary at that time and still is today. It speaks of the interconnectivity between God and God's creation on a level that is understandable by our actions. Let us pray today. Lord, let me be guided by your holy words. Help me to keep ever before my mind the feelings and expressions that are from God and necessary for me to share with others. As I want to be loved, may I love others. As I want to be forgiven, may I forgive others. As I want to be known, may I know my fellow man. Amen.